We're speaking today with Randall Gooseby, violinist extraordinaire, who with pianist Anna Hahn is coming back to Hampton Roads for a concert Saturday, March 18th at 7:30 at the Attucks Theater in Norfolk as part of the Virginia Arts Festival. Arts Festival, of course, having tickets available at 282-2800 or vafest.org. Randall, the last time I heard you were in town with the Virginia Symphony doing the Mozart Violin Concerto No. 4, and I thought, this is going to be one great violinist, and you're proving that. I say you've been on stage with Yannick Nazis again in the Philly, and the dude, Dudamel, in the Los Angeles Philharmonic, among others, and you've apparently been one very busy violinist.
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a past couple of years, but it's been a joy of a ride, and it's only the beginning, so I'm really looking forward to everything that's yet to come.
Well, you got the new CD, Roots, on the Decca label. You're with Decca now, and in fact, one of the works that's on that CD is on your recital. It's the William Grant Still Suite for violin and piano, but you're going to start off with Lily Boulanger, that short-lived sister of Nadia Boulanger. Don't hear her music too often.
No, certainly not. And I didn't actually know of these pieces before I put this program together. I knew that the Ravel would be on the program, and that ties into the Grant Still in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to sort of set the stage, set the mood for the Ravel, which is a little bit different. And the Boulanger two pieces, which were actually written separately and then posthumously combined into one piece, are extremely charming and, you know, very accessible, very palatable. And I thought it was just a really nice, welcoming way to open the concert up.
Great idea. And of course, the Ravel Sonata No. 2 is well done. I heard recently the Youthful Sonata No. 1, which is a really nice little piece. But of course, you know, the mature Ravel with the Violin Sonata No. 2, and that ties into William Grant Still with that suite for violin and piano. And of course, William Grant Still's music has been enjoying a renaissance thanks to performance and compact disc. I'm glad to see that on your program. Have you been doing any more of Grant Still or Florence Price with her violin concerto or anything like that?
Absolutely. In fact, the two Florence Price violin concertos I had the pleasure to record with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Yannick Nazis again.
Uh-huh.
So we've recorded that for my next album, which will be released, I believe, in May of this year.
Fantastic. That will be on our new releases program. I'm going to be targeting that one in. And you're going to wrap up things big time with the Beethoven Kreutzer, Sonata No. 9 for violin and piano in A major, one of the great works of the 19th century chamber literature. So you've bitten off a big chunk there. I'm sure you can take care of it very well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be a really fun and exciting dynamic program. And there's very interesting historical significance to the Beethoven, which I'll discuss more in the recital.
Okay.
But we're going to present it. Obviously, it's most often known as the Kreutzer Sonata, but Anna Hahn, my pianist friend, and I will be presenting it as the Bridgetower Sonata in honor of the original.
Oh, yes. George Bridgetower and Beethoven. Yeah, I can see the connection there because I think Beethoven, didn't he actually write it for Bridgetower? And
he did.
Yeah, there was some kind of conflict with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can see the connection there. Absolutely. For sure. I always ask when a soloist comes into town about your violin. I think you're playing a Guarnerius, aren't you?
I was up until about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And recently I've had the incredible good fortune to have had the opportunity to start playing on a Strad long term. So I've just been getting to know the 1708 Strauss Stradivarius, and I'll be playing on that for the recital in Virginia.
Fantastic. Always want to know what's up there on stage. So Guarneri traded for the Strad, and we'll be looking forward to that. Let me ask you really quickly. You're involved with the Opportunity Music Project and Concerts in Motion up in New York.
Yes, unfortunately, I'm no longer, you know, very actively involved with either of those organizations, just given the busyness of my schedule.
Uh-huh.
But when I did have the pleasure of being involved, both of those organizations are nonprofits based here in New York City, where I live. And Opportunity Music Project is a nonprofit that serves children from lower-income, underprivileged families throughout the five boroughs of New York City, provides them with lessons, instruments, mentorship, orchestral training, music theory, the whole nine. And I had the opportunity to teach a small studio of students there before my schedule just got kind of crazy.
Fanta.
I've always enjoyed doing any kind, any level, any capacity of teaching that I can. It teaches me obviously a lot about my own playing, but obviously, you know, it gives me an opportunity to really have a direct impact on the lives of just a handful of young people, which is really sort of my overarching mission with what I do. And Concerts in Motion is also a nonprofit serving the opposite end of the spectrum of age. Concerts in Motion has a roster of musicians who are based in New York City, and they call on the roster to go out to various, whether it be private homes or whether it be later in life, you know, nursing home facilities, and we give private concerts for patrons of classical music who are no longer able to make it out to the concert hall. So that's obviously a really fulfilling experience, and being able to connect so intimately with people who you know appreciate the music and have for their entire lives. So I always enjoy the opportunity to perform and go out into different spaces outside of the concert hall. It's just as inspiring and fulfilling for me. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to have been involved with them.
Good for you for that. I know you went to Juilliard, and of course you were in the New York Philharmonic Young People's Concert. You got Dudamel coming into New York now as the new music director. So I guess it hopefully won't be too long before we hear about you up at Lincoln Center with the New York Phil and Dudamel. Got fingers crossed
hopefully
on that one.
Not, yes.
Well, anyway, in the meantime, you're coming to town. You're going to be here Saturday, March 18th, 7:30 at the Historic Attucks Theater. You'll be on the stage where, in the past, the likes of Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway and the like were there, the famous African-American theater that's been renovated. And I think it'll be an absolutely perfect venue for your recital, which again includes the Lili Boulanger, Two Morceaux, and the Ravel Sonata, William Grant Still, and the Beethoven Kreutzer, or the Hightower, if you want to call it there. And that's going to be Saturday, March 18th at 7:30 by way of the Virginia Arts Festival, 282-2800 for tickets, or vafest.org. Randall, we welcome you back to town. Hope we'll have you back many times, and good luck on that burgeoning career. Can't wait to get the new CD in May. We're going to be watching for that, and just wish you the very best of luck, and can't wait to see you on stage.
Thanks very much, Raymond. I can't wait to come down and play for you all, and maybe get a couple of rounds of golf in as well.
Ooh, golf. Okay, well, we got some great courses around here. I'm sure they're going to work on you for that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a regular out at BB National.
Okay, keep on swinging. Well, thank you, Randall Gooseby, and we will see you on the 18th. Best wishes, and we'll welcome you back to town.